Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Black Club. How are you, Jen?
I'm good, Wendy. How are you?
Good. Got to find out what's going on with the extremely local news today. And boy, I wish I was sitting in a pool right now.
Same. Some of the residents of West Humboldt Park wish they were as well. It turns out the Park District has operated a field house at 744 North Pulaski Road out on the west side for years, but it's been closed to the public. So even though the taxpayers in that neighborhood are paying to maintain that field house, it's being used by a private charter school. So the residents had a press conference this week with the weather being so hot and kids getting out of school. Hey, can we use our pool again? This is going to be a problem across the city as there's a lifeguard shortage overall. But in this particular case, they're asking, hey, if there's a charter school already using this space, why can't the neighborhood come use it, especially when the weather is hot? So there is a push. The Park District has not responded yet to resident demands, but they're hoping to get it back open to the public.
I would like to propose a change to a neighborhood laws that there should be a public pool for everyone to use in the summer without having to pay for it. I grew up in Brookfield. We belonged to the Brookfield pool for a while. I don't think it was that expensive, but unless you're, you know, a country club member, there are no public pools for anybody to enjoy anymore, it seems.
It's true. And a lot of the pools, especially the indoor pools and some of the field houses across the city, like they are struggling to even staff the beaches this summer, let alone some of these indoor pools. So it's going to be a challenge. We've been following it closely and we'll keep on it and make sure everyone knows which pools are open in which neighborhoods.
All right. And there is a new group that is going to be in the Pride Parade this year. Tell us about that.
Yes, and they need some help. They're called Tricone Chicago, and they help with South Asian LGBTQ folks. So they do all kinds of community outreach and just like a sense of belonging and representation for South Asians in the LGBTQ community. It is really expensive to have a pride float. There has been a bit of a push to make the Pride Parade nonprofit, so smaller organizations and not just bigger corporations with a lot of money can have a float in the parade. So Tricone is raising money to have a float, and they want to make it a Bollywood theme, so it sounds like it'll be really cool. And they are about $3,500 into the $5,000 fundraising goal. If you go to blackclubchicago.org, we have a link to donate to their pride float. It sounds like it'll be really cool, and having that representation is really important to the South Asian community in Chicago.
They're almost there, almost at their goal. And
so
I love big dogs. When I adopted my dog Kona, I expected him to be a little bigger, but he's still pretty cute. If people want big dogs, we only have about a minute here, but what can they do?
Paws is hosting a Big Love adoption event this weekend, 11 to 5. All fees are waived for dogs weighing 40 pounds or more. So there are some real cuties. We have some of them highlighted on our website. Check them out, and they really need good homes. So if you have the space for a big pup to run around, definitely consider going by Paws in Lincoln Park this weekend.
I will tell you, big dogs are more fun to hug, and they hug you back.
I'm with you. I'm a cat lady, but I when I get a dog, it's going to be a big boy.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. She is Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club. Boy, extremely local news. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it, Jen.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a good one.